Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Energy costs. He also urged the House to pass it as soon as possible so he can sign it into law. The president is spending the day in Delaware after leaving the White House earlier following a second negative COVID test. Police in Cincinnati are investigating a shooting that wounded 9 people at a bar early Sunday morning.
I commend those officers. They showed tremendous restraint in their actions, and then they immediately responded to those who were suffering from gunshots and administered medical aid.
That's Cincinnati Lieutenant Colonel Mike John, who says there were 2 shooters, one of which officers shot at. That suspect fled the scene. All of the victims were being treated for non-life-threatening injuries at a nearby hospital. There were no reports of arrests. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says she is sending additional police to Albuquerque to investigate the 4th murder of a Muslim man.
I've been assured by the White House that as we need resources in this issue and in a number of others, they also stand ready to back us up based on any requests that could make the difference that we intend.
The latest incident was Friday night when a Muslim man in his 20s was shot to death in Albuquerque. Governor Grisham released a statement saying, "We will not stop in our pursuit of justice for the victims and their families, and we will continue to do everything we can to support the Muslim community during this difficult time." A ceasefire is now in effect between Israel and the Gaza Strip. That's according to a statement released by the Israeli Prime Minister's office. This comes after days of violence have left dozens of Palestinians dead and hundreds injured. Israel also maintains the right to respond strongly should the ceasefire be violated. I'm Chris Caraggio, NBC News Radio.
Single-family houses and apartments are the key to passive income, a.k.a. retirement. No one knows this better than America's most successful investor educator, self-made multimillionaire, and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley. You've heard Del and his team on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team on location in Anaheim, August 13th and 14th for your Financial Freedom Seminar. Claim your seat now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Over the course of 16 hours, we take you step-by-step, A to Z, on how to successfully invest in both single-family and multifamily properties. This is a complete class, not one of those teaser seminars. It's designed to teach you everything you need to know to purchase single-family and multifamily investment properties using our roadmap on your own from day one. Our team of expert educators and mentors want to meet you for 2 days of life-changing education. Get your lifestyle now. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Sign up now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
For several years, KCAA has been marketing the Youngevity brand of nutritional and personal care products. Our experience with Youngevity has been 100% positive, so we are pleased to recommend them to you. Regarding nutritional supplements, we recommend Pollen Burst in the berry flavor and Tangy Tangerine 2.0 in the tablet form. For regularity issues, we recommend 3-Day Cleanse, and for personal care, we recommend Morning Hydration Cream. You can shop online for Youngevity at www.kcaateam.com, or you can order by phone by calling 800-982-3197 and tell customer support that you are part of the KCAA team. Youngevity is an American company based in San Diego. Call Youngevity at 800-982-3197 and ask about monthly auto ship that allows you to buy Youngevity products at wholesale prices. That number again, 800-982-3197.
What does the WeatherBug app tell you?
My commute will be a doozy today.
Pack my allergy meds.
Lightning. Pick up a pizza, not a tennis racket.
With more free map layers than any other weather app, WeatherBug tells you more of what you need to know. to prepare you for the unpredictable. Discover why over 10 million users choose WeatherBug.
Maybe it's a commute to the couch day.
Download the WeatherBug app today for free.
I always hear from our clients who hired another firm that they wish they'd hired DNA Financial first. Don't have regrets about your IRS tax case. Just hire the best in the first place.
One owed $150,000 to the IRS and had spent thousands on another firm. We stopped the levies, negotiated a payment plan, and had their penalties forgiven.
And while every case is different, we guarantee that we'll find your perfect resolution and get it done right.
For a free consultation, call us at 866-201-0156. That's 866-201-0156. Then you can say, DNA did right by me.
We've all heard jokes that begin with a rabbi, a priest, and a minister walk into a bar. Well, a rabbi, a minister, and a deacon actually walk into the KCAA studios every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to host the radio program Religion on the Line. And that's no joke. Together, they offer a mixture of humor and serious conversation about things that really matter in life and how to make our lives happier and more fulfilling. They compare religious doctrine and learn from each other while bringing a unique perspective of religion to the KCAA audience. Listen every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. for Religion on the Line, the intersection of humanity and divinity, right here on KCAA Radio, the station that leaves no listeners behind.
The following program is produced by the AM First Radio Network and distributed by Global American Broadcasting, the GAB Radio Network.
Thank you for tuning in for this edition of Justice Watch with Attorney Zulu Ali. I am Attorney Zulu Ali with the Justice Watch crew, Rosa Nunez, Michael Bilal Clark, Dr. Akil Bashir, and Andrea Rodeman. This week, like every week, we'll be discussing critical legal and social justice issues that are impacting our community. Today, we actually will be talking about the Brittany Yvette Griner situation, and we'll be also talking about the charging of the police officers in the Breonna Taylor matter. Now, Brittany Yvette Griner played for the Phoenix Mercury of the Women's National Basketball Association and is currently in prison in Russia. She played college basketball for the Baylor Lady Bears in Waco, Texas. She is the only NCAA basketball player to both score 2,000 points and block 500 shots. In 2012, the three-time All-American was named the AP Player of the Year and the most outstanding player of the Final Four. Griner is one of 11 women to receive an Olympic gold medal, an NCAA championship, an FIBA World Cup gold medal, and a WNBA championship. She was selected to the 2009 Phoenix Mercury All-American basketball team. In 2012, she received the Best Female Athlete at the ESPY Awards, and in 2013, Griner signed an endorsement deal with Nike. She's 6'9", and she wears a man's U.S. size 17 shoe and has an arm span of 87.5 inches. Griner was on the United States women's basketball team in 2016 and led them to victory at the Rio Olympics. And in 2020, Griner protested the Star Spangled Banner and stated that she would not be on the court while the national anthem was played during game openers. In 2021, Griner was named to the United States women's national team for the 2020 Olympics, where she won her second gold medal. In February 2022, Griner was detained by Russian customs after cartridges containing hashish oil were found in her luggage, and later arrested on drug charges. She had been entering Russia to play with the Russian Premier League during the WNBA offseason. Her trial began on July the 1st, and she pled guilty to the charges. And on August the 4th, she was sentenced to 9 years in prison. Now, she was detained at the airport, and the Federal Security Service found that she was carrying a vaporizer, cartridges containing, again, like I said, the hash oil. She had been prescribed medicinal cannabis in Arizona, and it is illegal in Russia. Some U.S. officials have expressed concern that Russia may be using her as leverage in response to the Western sanctions imposed against Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. And on May the 15th, it was reported that the United States and Russia would consider a prisoner swap with Russia exchanging Griner for international illegal arms dealer Victor Bout, who has served 10 years of a 25-year federal prison sentence in the United States. So here we got Ms. Griner, who, 9 years for hashish oil. That's significant. Now, one of the questions that I have with regards to what happened, at least from our perspective in the U.S., why isn't that we didn't do more, or would we have done more had it been someone else that had actually been taken into custody by Russia? Let's just say it was, a senator's son or a congressman's daughter or somebody that happened to be, well-known or with some sort of prestige or clout. Would it have been a different story? She's been in custody for a significant period of time. We basically have taken a hands-off position with regards to what has transpired. And really, we haven't heard much from our political officials or from our officials at all regarding, what has actually happened. Now, do we feel like that? Does that sound unusual? Would we expect something like that to happen, with regards to a U.S. citizen who has been taken into custody because of, hash oil, and in getting 9 years in prison, which I think, I don't know how their sentencing guidelines work. I don't know whether there's a minimum or a maximum or how that actually aligns with what they're able to do, but that does seem, extremely steep. And it also seems that she had actually been in custody, for a very long time during this process. It seemed like it had been very, very long time that she's been in custody. So, my question is, do you think she had been treated differently if she had been someone else? That's my question. And I'm talking about from our perspective, from the United States.
I think so. I think so. And the sentencing guidelines is they can receive anywhere from 0 to 10 years. And so they gave her 9. Mm-hmm. The max was 10. Right. And I think that, of course, it would have been treated a lot different. We can bring race in it. We can bring... we can bring all sort of different scenarios in it, especially looking at, other previous cases and stuff like that that Russia had to deal with. That person probably would have been out of prison a long time ago, probably would have never stepped foot in prison. Yeah. But I think that they definitely would have treated someone else totally different.
Now, Russia would have been treated somebody different, but what about, Rosa, what about the United States? Do you think the United States would have treated the situation differently? Do you think they would have been a little bit more aggressive about the way that they addressed, her detention by the Russian officials and the prolonged detention that she experienced?
I think so. She's somebody that's prominent, but not too prominent. She's also a minority. She's black. She's a person that identifies as gay. So she's a minority. She belongs to a few minority groups within the United States. I think that had she not been in that position, I think that the United States would have been more active in really pursuing freedom for her. But I also think that she's being used as a political pawn.
Absolutely.
By the Russian regime. Mm-hmm. We talk about when she was arrested, and she was arrested right before they invaded Ukraine. They already knew that they were going to go to war with Ukraine. And they detained her, and she's been detained. And I think it's also this idea that the Russian regime is losing field with their own people in their propaganda, because people are starting to see that Russia doesn't care about their people as much as they said they did, right? So this is a perfect counter argument for saying, well, here's the Western world telling you that Russia doesn't care about their people, but look at this person that we have here. The U.S. hasn't even fought for them. So they, too, don't treat their people fairly and equally. So why are they complaining about what we're doing in Ukraine? So that's where I think it's definitely, she's definitely in an instance being used as a political pawn by the Russian regime.
Yeah, we're not doing enough, though.
What do you think, Andrea?
I was just going to say, I just don't think that we're doing enough. And I think that if it would have been, you know, a family member of Biden or someone, you know, in a political platform, that they wouldn't have even seen prison like that. And she doesn't have any priors or anything like that. She's not a threat. It was not anything major. So, you know, I don't understand why we didn't hop on this sooner, you know, sooner than we did. But again, like you said, I don't think that she would have seen any of this time if it would have been a different situation. You know, she's not important enough.
Oh, well, what is it that we could have done? I mean, what would we do? I mean, I guess that's the question. I mean, she goes into... is it too early for me to be a devil's advocate?
Nope. Huh? Never.
So let me just be devil's advocate. Okay, so she goes into a foreign country, clearly violating a law of that particular country, and she gets caught, you know, not in the United States, but in the country which she freely went to. Why is it that, you know, what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to say that if you get caught in another country and violate their laws, then because you're from the United States, you're, you know, nothing should be done? I mean, how do we deal with that? How do we rectify, how do we address that issue?
I mean, those issues should be addressed equally across the board. The young lady that you sent the text about.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that she only, what did she get? What was her whole demographic?
She spent, I think it was like 2 months, two weeks or 2 months.
Tell everybody what's going on so that the people listening can understand.
Audrey something or another.
So what you're saying is, so that we put it in context, is that there was someone else who actually, according to, I guess, a news report that you saw, had been convicted of something similar. Mm-hmm. However, they were giving a significant less time for the exact same thing.
She actually caught what I believe was like 17 grams of marijuana. I believe she's only spent either two weeks or 2 months in prison, and then she was fined like $375 and basically sent back to the United States.
Exactly.
Whereas opposed, you know, she was 19-year-old.
Was she a U.S. citizen?
Yep.
Yeah, she was a U.S. citizen, yeah. So, you know, you're looking at the difference where she got fined, what was it, $16,000?
Yeah.
And 9 years in prison.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Brittany's light, but she ain't white. So,
okay.
You know.
All right, so please do not touch that dial. We'll be back with Justice Watch on the other side of the break.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
Nubian Pictures presents a CCM Films production documentary entitled Purpose and Freedom. Keep Your Hand on the Plow, This emotional and strong documentary tells the story of African-American lawyer Zulu Ali seeking justice and his purpose as a lawyer while crossing paths with Araceli, an undocumented immigrant from Mexico who is seeking her freedom. Together, they help discover their purpose and freedom in each other. Watch this incredible film today from iTunes Movies, YouTube Movies, Amazon Prime, and Google Play Movies. Learn about the cast and crew, links to purchase, and more at purposeandfreedommovie.com. Purpose and freedom. Keep your hand on the plow. Available now. Rated G.
I did not feel safe. That's why I decided to come to California, because I didn't feel safe in Mexico.
It's kind of like the system, and if you go outside the system, then it becomes a struggle.
Are you an immigrant seeking defense representation and are looking to protect your rights? Or maybe someone who is experiencing an injustice or discrimination and need a lawyer you can trust? Well, that's exactly why you need the help of award-winning trial lawyer Zulu Ali. The law offices of Zulu Ali provides immigration defense representation for those seeking justice and looking to protect their rights. If you or a loved one needs professional legal advice and representation, then contact Zulu Ali. Zulu Ali's firm focuses on criminal law, family law, civil and personal injury, and international law. Zulu Ali is a former police officer and U.S. Marine, so you know you're in good hands. Serving all of California and immigration cases nationwide, representing victims and suspects at the International Criminal Court at The Hague. Call Zulu Ali today at 888-682-3049 or visit ZuluAliLaw.com.
Welcome back to Justice Watch with Attorney Zulu Ali and the Justice Watch crew. We're continuing with our discussion on the Brittany Griner situation. So, yeah, let's just go back to that, to what we were talking about. Now, the question is, did we do enough on our part? Now, again, before that, we talked about the issue about her being in another country, mm-hmm. and the fact that she's in another country and that she, you know, clearly did something that is in violation of the law of that particular country. So, I mean, keeping that in mind, I mean, keeping in the fact that you've gone to a different country, what would you expect for the U.S. to do? That's the question, Rosa. What should we do? If she got caught in another country violating the law, what is it that we should have done?
I mean, defend our citizens, right? That's what we're seen as people that we do. That's why America is so famous in the world, because we actually go out there and fight for our citizens wherever they are. But nothing has been done about this. We haven't even talked about possibly trading someone that's Russian that's in our American prison system. Mm-hmm. That's something that just came up because there's actually groups of activists advocating for this. But we hadn't done it before.
But I think that if America don't treat its citizens right, I don't think you can expect them to, you know, treat this situation no different, because they haven't treated black people incarcerated over here no different.
Right.
And so, therefore, we can't look at it as being something that's a big old surprise that they're not doing anything whatsoever. Now, if we didn't have no cases that we can compare to this, then that would be one thing. But the fact that we do have a case that we can compare to this, that means that justice should be applied across the board. But justice is not applied across the board. But to ask the question whether or not the United States, what they could do or what they should do, their response to it is only in accordance to what they've been doing in the past with African Americans in this country.
So basically, since we don't have any, we're not cared about here in our own country, why should Russia find any value in us if they don't? If we don't. Yeah, because, I mean,
people
here who need help.
Yeah.
You know, and we're not doing nothing to for our own citizens here.
Yeah.
I get it.
I don't know. Well, you going to say something, Rosa?
No, I think that it's really complex, too, because I think that this is also, because there's a lot of disinformation and misinformation out there about this topic. And I think that the agenda that the Russian regime is pushing is that obviously the U.S. is a country where its citizens are treated unfairly, right? And at an international level, in it, at the UN Security Council, what we've been saying and criticizing Russia for is for treating its own citizens unfairly, but also its citizens unfairly when they go to war. Us even talking about the fact, the matter of fact, that it's true that the U.S., you know, only stands up for a certain race of people, for a certain people, definitely also helps the Russian regime propaganda in expressing to their own people that the West is a divided country and it's a failing empire. And I think it shows in the fact that Russia is pushing the United States, right, to cut a deal with them to bring back, I think his name is Viktor Boutit. He's a Russian national that's arrested in U.S. soil. And he was arrested as a major league bad guy for providing weapons to international terrorists and conspiring with them to kill Americans. Mm-hmm. He was interviewed about 2 weeks ago, and he said, I'll get back to Russia. I don't know when, but I'm still young. Mm-hmm. Your empire will collapse, and I'll get out of here.
But now
and these are the words of the prisoner that mm-hmm. the Russian regime is trying to get out of U.S. soil mm-hmm. in return for Brittany.
And Paul, so, whatever, Wheaton.
Yeah. They're asking for a second one now. They're asking for a convicted murderer that used to be a former colonel of theirs as well. So they're asking for two for one as of right now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as far as, I mean, okay, there's a couple of things. I mean, first of all, clearly, all right, let me get off the devil's advocate. Clearly, the fact that, I clearly believe that had it been someone else, we would have addressed it a lot differently mm-hmm. than we have. I mean, as far as the real, I mean, let's just be, you know, frank about it. I mean, the fact that she's black. I mean, that's the real issue. You know, there's really nothing, you know, I think as far as her, it's just because she's black. And the fact that you had someone who, whether they're high profile or not, I think is completely irrelevant. I mean, you know, with regards to how the United States should act when you have someone who is on foreign soil and being charged with something like what she's being charged with. I guess the bigger issue is going to be, I mean, just how, what should the United States have done in a situation like that? And had it been someone else, what should they do? I mean, obviously they should have actually done this a long time ago. I mean, as far as trying to trade her for one of their prisoners or try to, you know, what did they, I mean, she had a very prolonged detention. There was a significant period of time that we didn't even hear from her.
Right.
Yeah.
So
right.
there was a period where nobody knew where she was. We didn't know whether she was living. We didn't know anything like that. And then you had like in most cases, other people get involved and you know, they put you under the microscope, then all of a sudden, then we're concerned about really what's going on. So, you know, my whole thing with regards to the way that she was treated in this situation, and again, you know, let's just say when we talk about the issue of race, you know, it's like there they go again. Mm. You know what I mean? They always make everything, you know, a black and a white issue. I mean, that's what we hear, and I'm sure that, you know, the devil's advocate is going to say that, yeah. right? That it's really not about race. It's not really about color. What does that really have to do with it? But it has everything to do with
Absolutely.
It. Right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess this is kind of an opportunity to kind of address the bigger issue and maybe go fall back to what we often talk about when it comes to the issue of color in this country. I mean, is it? It amazes me how, you know, I was doing jury selection the other day in a trial, and the question was asked of this lady about biases. And she literally said that, you know, there are people, she had no biases. That's what she said. Mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately, she was kicked off the jury, not because of cause, but because, you know, I didn't want her there. But I'd said that basically that the danger of racism and the danger of biases is when we don't acknowledge that we all have them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's where it becomes, you know, and that's always been the danger, that we don't want to recognize. Just like that situation, like, you know, the T.O. situation. I don't know if anybody's seen Terrell Owens situation where he was, you know, while the lady says, you know, I'm a white woman being approached by a black man. Yeah.
You got mm-hmm. out of your car.
You know what
car.
I'm saying? I mean, it's just it amazes me. And it takes me back, because in many ways I think that we are maybe I see it more, but I think we're
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Is just as racist, if not more racist, than we were 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just amazing to think that. And I can tell you this. People, I'm just amazed at how racist our society really is.
You're amazed?
I'm amazed.
I'm not.
It absolutely amazes me that people are that way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I felt like, you know, I'm just shocked. I mean, that is that blatant, and that it's you know, we think it's like a little bit, but it's a big bit, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll holler at you on the other side of the break.
There's a new nationally syndicated radio program that's sweeping the nation, and you don't want to miss it. Justice Watch with Attorney Zulu Ali, the voice of justice for the people. The focus of Justice Watch is to provide an honest analysis and viable solutions to the criminal and social justice crisis in America and the world from a black, brown, working class, and socially disadvantaged perspective, and to motivate listeners to be informed and part of the solution. Zulu Ali is joined by the Justice Crew, consisting of Rosa Nunez, Michael Clark, Dr. Akil Bashir, and Charito Ali, to tackle the most pressing issues. Host Attorney Zulu Ali is a former police officer, U.S. Marine Corps veteran, and an award-winning trial lawyer who focuses on representing persons accused of crimes, immigrants, victims of discrimination, and persons seeking civil justice. Find out how to listen to Justice Watch with Attorney Zulu Ali at JusticeWatchRadio.com. Nubian Pictures presents a CCM Films production documentary entitled Purpose and Freedom. Keep Your Hand on the Plow. This emotional and strong documentary tells the story of African-American lawyer Zulu Ali seeking justice and his purpose as a lawyer while crossing paths with Araceli, an undocumented immigrant from Mexico who is seeking her freedom. Together, they help discover their purpose and freedom in each other. Watch this incredible film today from iTunes Movies, YouTube Movies, Amazon Prime, and Google Play Movies. Learn about the cast and crew, links to purchase, and more at purposeandfreedommovie.com. Purpose and Freedom. Keep your hand on the plow. Available now. Rated G.
I did not feel safe. That's why I decided to come to California, because I didn't feel safe in Mexico.
It's kind of like the system, and if you go outside the system, then it becomes a struggle.
Are you an immigrant seeking defense representation and are looking to protect your rights? Or maybe someone who is experiencing an injustice or discrimination and need a lawyer you can trust? Well, that's exactly why you need the help of award-winning trial lawyer Zulu Ali. The law offices of Zulu Ali provides immigration defense representation for those seeking justice and looking to protect their rights. If you or a loved one needs professional legal advice and representation, then contact Zulu Ali. Zulu Ali's firm focuses on criminal law, family law, civil and personal injury, and international law. Zulu Ali is a former police officer and U.S. Marine, so you know you're in good hands. Serving all of California and immigration cases nationwide, representing victims and suspects at the International Criminal Court at The Hague. Call Zulu Ali today at 888-682-3049 or visit ZuluAliLaw.com.
Welcome back to Justice Watch with Attorney Zulu Ali and the Justice Watch crew, where we're continuing with our discussion on the Brittany Griner and the the charging of the police officers and the Breonna Taylor case, which we'll get to later on. But before we went to the break, I think it's important, you know. I mean, does it really matter? Does it really matter that, you know, we blow the horn over and over again about racism in this country? Does it really matter? I mean, and ultimately, in the final analysis, you know, what do we do about it? I mean, how do we deal with it, right? I have my own idea about how to deal with it. I mean, obviously, I feel like that. Although I said before when we talked, I said, you know, it sets me back about how racial, you know, we really are. And then you say, well, am I really surprised? Yeah, I am surprised because, like I said, it's more obvious. To me, I feel like it's more obvious now than it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like people feel like the climate, like what you heard that lady say when she was, you know, in a TO situation.
Right.
What made her think that that was okay? Huh?
She's a white woman.
I mean, what in the world would make any rational thinking human being to say something like that out loud?
Because the way society have learned to expect someone that screams like that and their response to it.
Specifically a white woman.
Exactly.
Who was not afraid, by the way, because if she was that afraid, she would have never approached this big black man in the first place.
Let me give you a scenario. Let's just say you work for, you know, a manufacturing company. And let's just say that you work for a manufacturing company that is owned and operated by a black man, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And let's just say you get an order and the order says that you have to produce, you're the manager, right? And you have to produce a certain number or a certain product or something within a certain period of time and you didn't do it, right?
Okay.
And let's just say that boss yelled at you for not completing or not, you know, meeting the quota or the expectations of the business. What would race come to your mind?
No. Mm-mm. I don't think no race would come to your mind.
Who?
No, but where are you going with this?
I'm just saying, Lo, let me just say, okay.
Where are you going with this? It's okay. The trick one right here.
Let's just say
he's a black boss.
Okay.
You didn't do what you're supposed to do. And the black boss went off on you.
Went off on me as a black man.
Yeah.
I mean, a black woman, sorry.
See, you said it. you said it, man. Right?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right, so he goes off on you and, you know, because you wasn't doing your job. Right? And mm-hmm. He happens to be a black man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I can assure you that a significant number of people who worked in that company would relate his response to being an angry black man.
The boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
they say he's a black guy.
Yeah.
He goes off.
He's aggressive.
That's
he's
what black men do.
Yeah, I can see
I'm
that.
Scared.
I can
you
see
what
that.
I'm saying?
Yeah, I can see that.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, right?
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Look
but,
at that.
But people would do that.
People would definitely do that.
Now, let's just happen to say, he's not black. Let's just say he's a white boss.
Okay.
And he goes off. Do you think people would be less offended or allegedly fearful of what happened?
Yes.
Yes, now, because he's just trying to follow corporate rules.
Right.
Yeah.
Corporate
yeah.
protocol. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah.
But he wouldn't be an angry white man.
No.
I've never heard that. You mm-hmm. know what? When you said it, that sounded so foreign to me. I've never heard of that.
Right.
No.
Yeah. So that's clearly the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like, for example, you know, where every human being that, you know, has a point where I'm really a calm person
mm-hmm.
for the most part. I'm a pretty much laid back, calm person. You know, I'm a very passionate person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a very animated person. Now, there is, and let's just say this. So let's just go back to that scenario. Let's just say it happens to be a white female who it gets fired by the black man as a result of that.
Oh, she's going to HR.
She's going to say that she was fearful, right?
Yes.
That it's a hostile work environment. Huh?
The tears are coming.
Am I lying?
No, the tears are coming. She's going
you
straight to
I'm saying?
HR.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's how they, you know, they get. Let me give you another example. And I'm going to go back to that because this is something that I saw. I saw a police officer pull over a black judge for speeding. I mean, mm-hmm. a white judge for speeding.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled over the white judge. The white judge gets out of the car and goes off on this officer.
Yeah.
He said, you need to check his tag and figure out who I am.
Exactly.
And you need to hurry up and figure it out. Did you see that?
I saw that.
Right?
I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
now,
see that.
Mm-hmm. There's no issue there. He let him go.
He let him go.
Now, I can assure you that if that was a black judge,
mm-hmm.
it would have came out a different way.
Mm-hmm.
There would have been consequences for a black judge to get out of a car, to approach an officer, even if he was a judge, he would have seen that as an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And we would have said, you know what? You know, he should have stayed in the car. He shouldn't
mm-hmm.
have acted that way. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You
but
know,
the black judge would have known not to even do that, though.
Who?
Just the black judge would have known not
well,
to even do
that.
You know what I'm saying? Like the white judge was, he knew, like, oh no, I'm a, you know, he had that boldness and that confidence that he was going to be straight.
Well, they do it all the time because
right.
they feel like okay, let's just say they go and they don't get service.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they go to, you know, a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
or let's just go, they go to any business, they don't get no service. And let's just say they're going to, all right, you don't do something right. And they say, let me go talk to the manager. They could go all up and down off on the manager. And would it ever be a discussion about that person being aggressive, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Violent or anything. They would figure out how to fix it.
Right.
While they, 'cause I've seen people just go off who happen to not be black that just be like way out of line.
Oh, yeah.
When they call for the manager.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But let it be a black person. Then he's angry. You see what I'm saying?
He or she. Yeah.
You know, that is the, you know, or she.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the way that you know, we're conditioned sometimes in
exactly.
this country to see things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't even think it's even true. I don't think they feel that way. But like in a situation with T.O.,
mm-hmm.
she was playing the race card.
Yeah. Absolutely.
See, they play the race card, but they play it a different way.
Yeah, she played the victim.
It's a different type of race card that they play.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you happen to be an employee. You know what always comes to my mind? There's a movie that it took me years to watch. I never could get past when Jada Pinkett was robbed in the bank. You remember that? And they took the boss took her back and said, "You know him?" You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I think set it off.
Vivica Fox was taken in the back. Vivica Fox was taken in the back. Jada was in it. Yeah, Jada was in it.
But she wasn't the bank teller?
Uh-uh.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, it was Vivica Fox.
I think you got that wrong.
You want to put money on it? Let's put money on it.
Okay, but anyway. So she's taken back, and then the guy's like, you know, do you know him? See, she was interrogated.
Yeah. And she was
says,
afraid.
Well, I knew him around the way. I didn't really know what was going on, blah, blah, blah. And she got in trouble for that. I never could get past that scene for you. It took me, I just watched Set It Off probably about 2 years ago.
Wow.
I could never get past that point because it was so real to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because had that had been somebody. And I know it's a movie, it's a script.
Yeah, but that's real.
But it's real because had it been someone else who happened to not been black, and the same thing happened. Let's just say it was Karen.
Yeah.
And the dude that robbed his name is Billy.
Right.
Right? And she says, yeah, I knew Billy at the tractor pool. You know what I mean? Yeah. I remember at the tractor pool, he used to come in. Right?
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And I seen him at the rodeo a couple of times.
Yeah.
Then they would say, okay, Karen. We appreciate it. You think you might be able to identify him again? Right?
That's it.
Yeah.
That would be it.
Yeah.
But because she said I seen him around the way, it was a complete and that's the way
co-conspirator.
That's the way that they play you, whether you're a boss or whether you're an employee.
Absolutely.
They're gonna play you that way because that's how they play.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's so ingrained in the way they do things, but it's not, we're not playing the race card.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-mm.
You see what I'm saying? I just basically, I'm sitting at the table.
Yeah.
And you're playing the race card. It's just that basically I'm calling it out.
Exactly.
You see what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
And it's amazing, man. You know, it amazes me. I'm in this, I was in this jury trial and you know, And you know, I'm trying to explain this, you know, to the judge about how a all-white jury or non-black jury is unfair to a black defendant. Right? Yeah. You don't understand that. Well, you understand it, but you don't want to understand
exactly.
it. You see what I mean? And so, you know,
because there's no bias.
Well, that's what he thinks. Like the lady said, that there is no such thing as bias. But, of course, you're biased.
Yeah.
Real biased.
Yeah.
Colorblind racism is a thing.
Huh?
Colorblind racism is a thing.
Right? Exactly. All right, please do not touch that dial. We'll be back with Justice Watch on the other side of the break.
There's a new nationally syndicated radio program that's sweeping the nation, and you don't want to miss it. Justice Watch with attorney Zulu Ali, the voice of justice for the people. The focus of Justice Watch is to provide an honest analysis and viable solutions to the criminal and social justice crisis in America and the world from a black, brown, working class, and socially disadvantaged perspective, and to motivate listeners to be informed and part of the solution. Zulu Ali is joined by the Justice Crew, consisting of Rosa Nunez, Michael Clark, Dr. Akil Bashir, and Charito Ali to tackle the most pressing issues. Host attorney Zulu Ali is a former police officer, U.S. Marine Corps veteran, and an award-winning trial lawyer who focuses on representing persons accused of crimes, immigrants, victims of discrimination, and persons seeking civil justice. Find out how to listen to Justice Watch with attorney Zulu Ali at justicewatchradio.com. Nubian Pictures presents a CCM Films production documentary entitled Purpose and Freedom. Keep Your Hand on the Plow. This emotional and strong documentary tells the story of African-American lawyer Zulu Ali seeking justice and his purpose as a lawyer while crossing paths with Araceli, an undocumented immigrant from Mexico who is seeking her freedom. Together, they help discover their purpose and freedom in each other. Watch this incredible film today from iTunes Movies, YouTube Movies, Amazon Prime, and Google Play Movies. Learn about the cast and crew, links to purchase, and more at purposeandfreedommovie.com. Purpose and freedom. Keep your hand on the plow. Available now. Rated G.
I did not feel safe. That's why I decided to come to California, because I didn't feel safe in Mexico.
It's kind of like the system, and if you go outside the system, then it becomes a struggle.
Are you an immigrant seeking defense representation and are looking to protect your rights? Or maybe someone who is experiencing an injustice or discrimination and need a lawyer you can trust? Well, that's exactly why you need the help of award-winning trial lawyer Zulu Ali. The law offices of Zulu Ali provides immigration defense representation for those seeking justice and looking to protect their rights. If you or a loved one needs professional legal advice and representation, then contact Zulu Ali. Zulu Ali's firm focuses on criminal law, family law, civil and personal injury, and international law. Zulu Ali is a former police officer and U.S. Marine, so you know you're in good hands. Serving all of California and immigration cases nationwide, representing victims and suspects at the International Criminal Court at The Hague. Call Zulu Ali today at 888-682-3049 or visit ZuluAliLaw.com.
Welcome back to Justice Watch with Attorney Zulu Ali and the Justice Watch crew, where we're continuing on our discussion. Well, y'all done threw me off.
I'm sorry.
I thought I was talking about something else. But I mean, it kind of falls back. I mean, it's kind of the thing that really falls back on really what's happening really in especially in the Griner case. I think that kind of, you know, it's like, you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's so obvious, but you can always, you know, make it seem a different way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's clearly when you see it, you know it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's so much ingrained, you know, into our society. And they got us, like, they got us thinking, you know, it's almost like the pimp game, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how, you know, you got a you know, the way that a pimp, you know, the pimp's world is reality to the prostitute,
right?
And so it's like, you know, the pimp game is a way that they deal with us in society as black folks.
Yeah,
right. I mean, we sometimes, you know, they got us thinking, well, maybe, you know, like whenever, you know, you take, like, you know, daddy's taking all your money, right? And then, you know, but then daddy say, well, he's doing it because I'm trying to take care of you.
Right? Ooh.
And then you're like, oh, okay, daddy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know.
Wow. Yeah, really? That's it. Uh-huh. That's,
I mean,
it.
It's the ultimate pimp game.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
You know? But you know, and that's how they get your head. It's like, why am I giving you my money?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm trying to make you happy, so I'm going to give you my money. And you ain't really giving me nothing, but you got me believing that I can't survive without you.
Right.
Correct.
Mm.
And that's, yeah, and that's your reality is centered around, you know, the pimp's world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, until you become, you know, emancipated.
Yeah.
Mentally. And you're like, man, I gave him all my money. And he had me convinced that he was doing something for me, and he wasn't. And that's the same thing when we look at that. It's just that's not reality for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we're for some of us it is. I mean, they're going to argue that, hey, she shouldn't have been over there, you know, with it anyway. Yeah. Ain't that right, Rosa? Huh?
Yeah.
They should have said, hey, she shouldn't have been over there with that stuff, and now she's in, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, she knew better than that going on over there, messing with them folks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the reality of it is that it's, you know, the real picture is that they didn't care about her.
No.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
They really didn't care.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can just tell you right now. I mean, when they said they didn't know, they hadn't heard from her in such a long time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, so she over there, they ain't heard from her. She could have been dead.
Anything, right.
And we didn't even really care.
Yeah.
You know, what was happening. I mean, it wasn't like, it wasn't like she went over there and she committed a murder. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or she robbed a bank or she did something. She had a vaporizer.
Yeah, a prescribed vaporizer.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I mean, they're treating her pretty hard. We don't even keep people. We imprison more people than Russia do.
Oh, yeah.
You're more likely to go to prison in America than you are in Russia.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So they keeping her indefinitely in custody for a charge like that? Mm. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact that they even held her, I mean, she should have been out kicking it until she went to trial.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then went in there and just said, yeah, you know, I had a little bit of something.
Yeah.
Right, and then let it go.
Yeah. Right, because it wasn't a lot of it.
Right,
right,
exactly.
But so, it's our internal flaw, and it's what's going to make us fall as an empire.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I mean,
but do you think if she never had no basketball career, no status, you think that we'd even hear from her in the news?
No, because ain't no black folks going to Russia unless they play basketball.
Right. Right. What are we over there for? Got to pay me to go over there. Shoot, for what?
Ain't no black people going
to
Russia.
There's nothing over there for us.
Well, no, I mean, there's a few black people over there. There's some over there, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would hope so.
Yeah.
You know, that we would pay attention. I think that we would the reality of it is, I think that for many people in this country or the right thinking people, I think we would be concerned about it. But I think where you're right about it is you wouldn't get maybe the media coverage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, it would be difficult for us to even know that somebody was even in a situation like
that. Right.
You know, if they were not, you know, if they didn't have, you know, were able to, you know, garner that type of attention.
Yeah.
Right.
So she was able to do that and had people who were, you know, clearly with somebody with that type of, I mean, she's not, you know, I mean, she has had a stellar basketball career.
Yeah.
I mean, she was a great basketball player. I mean, she got the best female in 2012, the best female athlete at the ESPY Awards. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, yeah. But you know, they're treating her like, you know, not to say that she should be treated better because of that, but I'm just saying that if status was an issue, then clearly race is an issue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Especially in light of what she's accomplished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that in those types of cases, I believe that they also ask whether or not, you know, does she have any priors? Because that comes into play. But I think because it's in another country, that's not going to take. I mean, you can say I've been shining all this time and this was just a hiccup, you know, in my life. And I don't think over there they're going to take that in consideration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're just going to look at it as basically like you violated the law, period. You know, so.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is that basically to the extent that there is significant injustice in what they've done to her, or what they're doing to her and what they have done to her. I mean, there's all kinds of, I mean, I know that we got sanctions on them and stuff like that, but man, you know, let's just say that it was a diplomat, or let's just say it was Joe Biden's son.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we would have, you know, the military over there
doing
covert operations to take them out.
Yeah.
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 Right. What if it was George Bush?
Yeah.
Where's George Bush when you need him? Because I know George Bush would have went over and got him. I could hit him right now.
Yeah.
Threatening him.
Yeah.
Right. He give him a timeline.
Absolutely.
Say, you got the sun down.
Yeah.
Right.
But I tell you, Donald Trump would have traded them prisoners already. He would have gave them back real quick. Them two Russian prisoners, he would have gave them back real quick.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He would have gave them back real quick.
Oh, so we're going to have to give Donald Trump some credit right now?
I refuse.
Because that's his boy. Because, that's the only thing
I was
going to
say, I don't know.
He could have got on the phone and just said, hey, man, you know.
Release.
He tweeted him and texted him or whatever and got him gone, got her out of there.
Yeah.
You know.
Make a deal real quick. Keep it on the down low.
Yeah, I don't even. I'm not gonna make no really bad president jokes right now. Right, because I've heard some really terrible stuff about him, man.
Yeah.
You know, like Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh my God.
That's terrible.
That's horrible.
I don't co-sign that. That's my disclaimer. I don't co-sign that. But people say stuff like that, right?
Yeah, they do.
You know.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing, Joe? Yeah, that's crazy, man. Yeah. And then we think about you know those just so we can because I know we get really.
He cut you off.
It's
right
over.
Now.
Like it's over, over. Not a break.
My goodness, that's what are we doing? Way too fast.
I blame Rosa.
Well, anyway, so I appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll see you next week, same time, same place, same channel. Until that time, stay blessed.
There's a new nationally syndicated radio program that's sweeping the nation, and you don't want to miss it. Justice Watch with attorney Zulu Ali, the voice of justice for the people. The focus of Justice Watch is to provide an honest analysis and viable solutions to the criminal and social justice crisis in America and the world from a black, brown, working class, and socially disadvantaged perspective, and to motivate listeners to be informed and part of the solution. Zulu Ali is joined by the Justice Crew, consisting of Rosa Nunez, Michael Clark, Dr. Akil Bashir, and Charito Ali to tackle the most pressing issues. Host attorney Zulu Ali is a former police officer, U.S. Marine Corps veteran, and an award-winning trial lawyer who focuses on representing persons accused of crimes, immigrants, victims of discrimination, and persons seeking civil justice. Find out how to listen to Justice Watch with attorney Zulu Ali at justicewatchradio.com.
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
The following program on KCAA is pre-recorded.
It's Guy's Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Welcome to Guys Guys Radio. This is your host, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the show where